Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the intersection of Green Street and Goodwin Avenue in Urbana yesterday on the two-year anniversary of Israel's war in Gaza. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Hamad Mahmoud is heading home from the protest with his wife and children. He pulls out his phone to show me a picture of rubble.
See, this is my home. And the girl here, she's our cousin. She living in this room. She died. She has 3 kids.
He says Israeli bombing in southern Lebanon killed his cousin. Hezbollah and Israel began a ceasefire last year, but Israel has continued to strike the region. Jewish student groups at the U of I also held a remembrance event earlier in the day yesterday. Israel and Hamas are currently having peace talks to discuss an end to the war in Gaza. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Meanwhile, a Central Illinoisan is on her way back home after being detained by the Israeli military. Jessica Klotfelter was on the flotilla of boats trying to deliver food and medicine to Gaza. Israeli forces intercepted the activists while in international waters last week. Klotfelter's brother says she was released yesterday and is flying back to Illinois today. Sharon Monday lives in Urbana. Her cousin was also detained on the flotilla. He was released to Jordan on Monday and flew back to his home in Oregon last night. Israel says it has needed to blockade Gaza since 2007 for security purposes.